AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me, God.
One condition. You dance with us.
Everything. You see your father. Then you see me. Your fear make you stink.
Yeah. We are moments away from the Clippers hosting the Portland Trailblazers tonight. Well, at least moments away from the game show. No need to ring the alarm. No load management alarm is needed. There will be no load management tonight or injury prevention from not playing. Kawhi Leonard is going to play. A big thank you to all of our guests. Don McLean, which we're going to replay in a second because the NBA is on the forefront of everybody's minds all over the coast. A big thank you to Dylan, our wonderful engineer up here in beautiful Reser Stadium.
That's
the great
true.
George Reister at George Reister III on Twitter, the Unafraid Podcast, and of course the Pac-12 Apostles, and he's all over Fox Sports Radio. George, thank you for coming in and talking college and pro football and chopping it up in the world of great sports talk today.
Petros, man, you already know you are my favorite person in the whole wide media world, man. You are my favorite.
What about your other Pac-12 Apostle?
I love Ralph Amsden too. However, me and you have much more history, Petros. My first live television, aside from doing a game, was with you, Petros. So you are near and dear to my heart. Doing Fox Sports Live Countdown.
Yeah, and we both remain unemployed when it comes to Fox Sports One studio shows since that wonderful run we had. A huge thank you to the new USC AD, Mike Bone, my dad, Don McLean, the great Tim Cates, our executive producer, the one and only Tim Cates, who's all over the Raider game right now on the Raider Network, not to mention the Chargers, Raiders, also on AM 640, our sister station. Matt Money Smith is on the call. That's going on right now. But before we get to that Don McLean information, it is time for a final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts! Fun facts! And George, because you're a Duck and a great, proud alum, and everybody loves the old number 85 up here in beautiful Oregon, I dug out a fun fact about the city of Corvallis that I'm in right now. Are you ready?
A fun fact about Corvallis? Is this going to be like a horticultural fact or something?
Why? Are you making fun of the fact that they grow food that people eat here in Corvallis and teach people to grow food? Is that such a bad thing? You don't think that Oregon has its own horticulture department? I think that's a pretty low blow toward the bees.
No, that's what the bees are known for. They are great agriculturists. And I am, I mean, I'm taking a page out of their book right now. I bought a lettuce grow and I I got a hydroponic garden in my backyard right now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I got a lot of hydroponic gardens up here, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, what else are you going back there, George?
Let me read you the fact.
All right.
Corvallis has the lowest percentage of children of any of the large cities in Oregon. Out of the 20 largest cities in Oregon, there are no almost kids in Corvallis. You're either like a university professor, super old, or retired person, or a college kid. But there are no children in Corvallis. That's why you don't see a Chuck E. Cheese or a Pizza Zone or whatever the hell you... REI with a climbing wall. I mean, not that stuff. Not for children.
No.
Not here in Corvallis.
Of course not. That makes sense. There's only one exit in and out. There's only one way in, one way out.
That's not true. There's two ways.
Really?
You can go the 99 or you can come off the 5. Come on, George. Don't be that way. Don't spread misinformation just because it's your rival. Hey. And here's the other thing there's no shortage of here in Corvallis, George. Baby mamas.
Wait,
not
hold
a lot
up.
Of babies.
How are there no babies, but they just abandoned their children and just moved to Corvallis?
I didn't go to school up here.
Is that witness protection land or something?
Guy that saw things get tipped off last night at Poly Pavilion. I'm sure he was watching. And, of course, he's got all kinds of Pac-12 action, including USC, coming up this weekend. Not to mention all the stuff with the Clippers. It is the BFF. of the Petros and Money Show. And he's not going hungry as far as work goes, because there's a lot of work to be done. With the hoop season underway, it is our Oracle of the round ball, Don McLean, the leading scorer in the history of the Pac-12, the next ass he kisses, will be the first. And everybody knows that Don McLean is the leading scorer in the history of the conference. And there's a statue in beautiful Simi Valley at Lemon Park commemorating his greatness. And we commemorate him every single week when we come on here and chop it up about the world of basketball. He's on the Pac-12 Network. He works for the Clippers. And, of course, CAA and the Conejo Valley Basketball Club, the Snake Killer himself, at Where It's Snake on Twitter, Don McLean on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Hello, Don. How are you?
Hey, Pete. You know what I'm really not going hungry on starting this week is Southwest points. Those will start accumulating rapidly here in the next week.
Do you just go the first row when you get on? Do you just, like, go because
you're late? Yeah, fortunately, the Pac-12 Network always has, since I've been there, has bought me Business Select. So I get on first, and it's either bulkhead or exit.
And what do you choose if you had your druthers?
Well, it depends. If I got to get out and get to the rental car place quick, then I'm bulkhead. If it doesn't matter, then I usually go exit row in the middle. So,
all right.
And some of it depends on, because, you know, Southwest lets the people that, half the people that actually are disabled get on first, then the other half that lie and say they're disabled and just walk on the plane.
Just because you have calves that are the size of a water balloon doesn't mean that you should be able to board the plane before me, unless you have some kind of gout.
I can't believe the people at the counter aren't like, okay, so wait, why do you need this? You seem to be walking just fine.
Yeah, I have anxiety. Like, I have terrible anxiety. Should I get to go on the plane early?
Right.
I mean, I'm already A1, and then I got some guy, just because his freaking calves have vomited into his heel and his shoe barely fits. Like, why does that guy get to walk? Anyway.
Exactly.
It pisses me off, because, like, there are disabled people. You know, there are people that have a hard time getting on a plane. They're super old, and their body's all aching and racked with pain. And then there's just the a-hole. I could be that a-hole. I have anxiety. Let me on the freaking plane.
Hold on. I do have to comment here only because there have been a few times that I have in life gotten like a sideways look, because I'm a big guy, and if you would see me just sitting there, I would look like I'm fine. But there have been some times after I had back surgery or where like I was literally disabled, and people were looking at me like, what are you doing big man, why are you trying to go first? I'm like, I can't walk more than 1 mile an hour right now. I have a back brace on under this, and I just didn't appreciate the judgment.
If you really want to talk about it though, George, I get that, but if I paid an extra $50 for my Business Select ticket and you took the seat that I was going to sit in, how's that fair?
It is not. I didn't say that person.
To hell with your bacchiotomy.
If you're not in a wheelchair, you should not get to go for.
Get a wheelchair just for being an a-hole. Now you can call, and there's like, you have your own personal airport surf, and it's freaking all right. Look, just before we go, we have to talk about basketball. I'm going to get in trouble. Now, Don, Kawhi Leonard's whole thing. The Clippers have lost two games. They do it when it's load management night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the best word for it, because people seem to be really rejecting the concept. Do you think this is something people will swallow and accept? Or because of the national TV interest in the Clippers, the NBA is going to get pissed off and actually do something about this?
Let me answer the first part of that question. I think if the Clippers are doing, and Kawhi Leonard is doing, what they think is the right thing to do for him to be ready for April, May, and June, then I don't think anybody can have a problem with it. Now, if it's national game, now listen, the Clippers have 23, I think, national games this year. That's more than a quarter of their schedule. So you can't say that he's choosing national games to sit out. I mean, a lot of their games are on national TV. The Clippers are doing what they think is right with Kawhi. He did it last year, and he won a ring in Toronto. From the outside, you know, what is the league going to do about it? I've thought a lot about it, P, and I'm not sure what you can do, because it's medical, and if a guy says his leg's hurting or whatever, then he sits out. And you can assume that it's load management or that he's just resting, but you don't know that for sure. And in terms of fans, it's just part of the gig now. It's part of what professional sports is, and in particular basketball, in that they found out that sleep's really important. They found out that not as much on-court time is important. And I think for the long-term health of the players, that this is the right thing to do for them. But that doesn't mean it's the right thing for the fans. It doesn't mean it's the right thing for the league. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it, a lot of different angles. But I'll tell you this, I wish that there was load management when I played, as I'm 49 years old getting ready to get a new hip.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know,
well,
it's
but
smarter.
Think about it then, Don. You can get on the Southwest even before A1 and A2 with that hip surgery,
right.
Just like George.
Hey, Don, I'm looking at
this week.
Yeah. Don, I'm looking at this load management, and I'm saying that this is a caviar problem. Like, this is not a workman. This is not a Patrick Beverly, Robin Lopez, Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet problem. This is for the elites in the NBA. And I look at it like this, is that when you are a professional athlete, that you are paid extremely well, and part of that is for the sacrifice and wear and tear that you put on your body, and that you need to show up, that, like, yes, your legacy and career are important to you, but these fans are the lifeblood and the revenue and the reason why there is revenue in the league. So don't these players need to show up, even though it's not the best thing for them personally?
Well, yeah, but I think what supersedes that, George, is teams winning a championship. It's not like Kawhi Leonard's on the 10th place team in the East. I mean, he's on a roster that has a chance to win the whole thing. And if you need to be careful with his time and his minutes, then you need to be careful with it. I understand the fans' perspective of it. I really do. But if we're tight, it's not like Kawhi's just saying, you know what, guys, I don't feel like playing tonight. I'm just going to take the night off. It's for a reason. It's so that when he gets to April, May, and June, he isn't dealing with load management. He's playing in every single game, trying to win a championship for the Clippers. And I think that trumps everything else. Every other argument that's on the table is that they think this is the best thing for him to do, so that he can do that, be ready in April, May, and June to make a run at a world championship.
Don McLean is our guest. He'll be all over the Pac-12 and Clippers for us and the Lakers and everything else, including air travel, all year long, for he is the best friend of the Petros and Money Show. As far as just competing without Kawhi Leonard, do you think Doc Rivers is still in the process of figuring that out in the games where they don't have the guy?
Yeah, and I thought they played well last night. I mean, they took the Bucks to the wire, and that was their DNA last year, and it's their DNA this year, is that they're not going to quit. It's next man up, whoever's playing. I mean, people forget that they traded Tobias Harris, their best player at the time, away at the deadline last year, and they still made the playoffs. And so I don't think the mentality is, oh, Kawhi's not playing tonight, we got no chance to win. They still think they can win. And I will say that I think the longer this goes along, if we do see more games missed by Kawhi because of load management, I think the rest of the guys will get better at playing without him. You know, it's a new thing when you play with a superstar player, and it's hard to play with superstar players. And so that process has begun and will get better as well. But then you take him out of the mix, and now you got to play a different way on certain nights. That's, I think, going to take some time as well. But they will get better at it, and I thought they played really well last night.
So Paul George is supposed to be back pretty soon, and I'm interested to see how the team's going to gel with him and then how they're going to handle the load management with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Could they both be sitting out on the same nights?
Well, you would anticipate, George, that they would probably do it on different nights. I don't think that they would do it on the same night. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. And that's the luxury the Clippers have of having two superstars, is you can sit one of them and still be pretty darn good. So I don't anticipate them both sitting at the same time. I think more importantly, when Paul gets back, is incorporating him into the lineup. Roles will change again a little bit. In terms of the starting lineup and minutes for guys that have been playing a lot now, those minutes will obviously be taken up by PG as you go along. But they're already a very good defensive team. They've shown it the last three games, and I think when you put PG in there, they're going to become an even better defensive team. There may be, when he first comes back, you know, a little bit of a learning curve with putting him in the lineup, but obviously, overall, once they get past that, they're going to be really, really good.
Are the Lakers more impressive from what you've been able to see than you thought they would be?
Yes. Yes, they are. And LeBron, and I kind of knew it. You never know for sure, but I knew last year, LeBron, you could just tell that he knew he didn't have enough. And so he wasn't himself after Christmas, after he came back from injury. He thinks he's got enough this year, and he's playing like it. And he's ramped it back up, and his production's there. I think what's really been interesting is how seamlessly, you know, AD's been incorporated there. And I guess that's because of LeBron's IQ, number one, but number two is unselfishness and kind of deferring to AD to let him get his. But to me, the real thing has been LeBron has taken his game back up to the level that we're accustomed to.
I got two questions, Don. One, when I'm watching the Lakers play, when I look at the stat sheet, because people talk about LeBron's three straight triple-doubles, and the only number that I look at is the amount of minutes that LeBron is playing. Because I'm always concerned about toward the end of the season, he's in year 17. So that's the first question. How do you anticipate his minutes being managed? And also about Kyle Kuzma, like how is he going to, like he's got to get going, like putting up some big points at some point in time.
I think he will. You know, he was out for a while, and some guys, you know, everyone's different in the league, and all those guys are good. But some guys, when they sit out for a month, it takes them longer to get back. Some guys can sit out for 2 months and come back like they never missed any time. It's just kind of a case-by-case basis. In terms of LeBron, you know, LeBron's body, if you look at him, even when he came into the league, he looked bigger and stronger than most kids his age looked, you know, and he's just continued to work on his body. And he hasn't had very many injuries at all. So, you know, certain guys are built differently and can handle playing tons of minutes for tons of years. And it's not about Karl Malone never got hurt. Look at what his body looked like. And so everyone's different. And I'm sure LeBron, if he wants to have a night off as this goes along, I'm sure they'll give it to him. But the fact that they're not even really talking about it, it's a great sign. And probably that LeBron's feeling really good to start this year.
The great Don McLean, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be all over the Pac-12 network this weekend and going forward with the USC game tomorrow night. But UCLA got it cracking last night and came back to beat what looked like a tough Long Beach State team. Did you see anything in Mick Cronin's debut that really stuck out to you, Don?
No. Well, yeah. The fact that you could – it was a 360 on the defensive end, and they're still learning. You know, they're still learning all the nuances of what Mick Cronin wants them to do defensively. But just their attitude towards defense was a big change last night. You know, I know I've heard people talking today about the offense and Mick Cronin's offense at Cincinnati. I think that'll get going. You know, this roster that UCLA has some talent, but they lack really good shooting. And they lack a guy that can get you a bucket at the end of the clock. And I think Tiger Campbell's probably going to be that guy. And he played pretty well last night. But offensively, they just don't have the spacing. And I'm pretty sure as this goes along, teams are really going to pack it in on them until some guys emerge that can consistently make perimeter shots. But it was pretty apparent last night that that's an area they're going to have to get they're going to have to get better at.
That is Tiger with a Y. Now, Don, you better get into that surgery so you can get on the George Reitster-style plan.
Line, yeah.
Oh, well, I said after surgery, dude. I mean,
yeah, well, Don's gonna get a hip replacement.
Everybody gets a pass for a little bit after surgery, right?
I mean, not if you're running around telling everybody.
I'm going to have surgery tomorrow, so my Saturday flight to San Jose I can get on before the A1s.
Good call. It's right? Easy to book a surgery. Yeah, no, it's easy to get in for surgery. It's almost as easy as booking a flight.
It's the recovery that's the problem. Oh, okay, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not if the whole world is your oyster like George Reitster and they just let everybody on the plane first, you know, just because you got a little scope on your back.
A scope, man. I had a lumbar laminectomy and discectomy. L2 to S1.
Do they even scope backs?
Yeah, the scope George's back.
Hey, man. Yeah. Two back surgeries,
yeah, they put a Band-Aid over the hole. He showed that to the ticket person at Southwest.
Wow.
Don McLean, everybody. There's nobody better. Check him out on Pac-12 Network all weekend. And, of course, the Clipper games once they get off that national TV kick that they've been on for so long. Thank you, Don, and we love you.
All right, guys. See you.
That'll do it. The Chargers and Raiders are doing battle down the dial. We got fully functional employee Adam with Clipper basketball versus the Blazers coming up right now tomorrow. Matt Money Smith and Dave Damaschek. The Petros and Money Show will start at 3. Good night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.